Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. We are up and running. Welcome to My Wife Hates Me podcast. I guess a very unique podcast, a podcast that is known worldwide, a podcast that is critically acclaimed.
Is it?
I think it is. I don't know. Or people may, you know, say critical things about it. So I guess it's critically acclaimed. Everybody has a podcast.
Everybody in the one kid. Literally everyone does have a podcast.
It's crazy. On the radio yesterday.
So stupid.
When I was on Opie, I say Dale Earnhardt Jr. Called in. This guy's.
Did you know who he was?
Yeah. You know, he's worked tons. And he goes, yeah, me and a friend started a podcast. And he really didn't even know what to do and have guests or anything. He goes, yeah.
Oh, we don't have guests.
No, he didn't know how to do it, or should he have guests, or what's it about? He just started, but everybody has a podcast. Like, he doesn't need a podcast. He's, huh?
You want to say it one more time?
Everybody. It's crazy. But ours is so unique, and so it's...
Oh, ours is the best one, right?
Well, for what we do,
yes.
You
know, there's like a kind of, I don't know, probably... Someone has, some psychologist knows this, but...
Talk up, please.
No.
Talk up so they can hear you.
And they don't want me to either.
Yes, no one wants to hear you like you're, the broad on Roger Rabbit.
I don't even get that reference.
You know, all like talking all sexy and
I'm not
soft.
Talking sexy. There's not even one tiny bit of sexiness going on.
What were you saying now about psychologists?
That there must be a word for it. Like, some people think everything that they do is fantastic and everything everyone else does is shitty. And then there's other people think everything they do is not good enough and what everybody else does is better. So you're of the first group. You always think your stuff is better.
No. Wrong. I said our stuff is unique. Unique. We fall into a different category than most people. We fall into a category of uniqueness.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
No.
We have to have sex tonight, but I'm so tired, but we got to somehow force ourselves.
Do we?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Because that's you know, if you don't do it, it's been a month at least.
No.
Yes. I'm telling you.
No, it hasn't.
It has.
It hasn't.
You've been sick. We've been away. It's been almost a month. I'm telling you. The condoms have an expiration date.
You know what? I'm going to not do this.
Okay.
Start it over.
Why? What's wrong?
Because, you know, I hate when you talk about this stuff and then you just do it anyway. You just constantly do it.
Oh, I won't talk about it anymore if you don't like that.
Oh, really? Now you hear?
Where'd you get that shirt with a microphone? Like that?
What is your fucking problem?
I want one.
What? You have one. You have one because you did this TV show too.
Oh, turn around. Let me see it.
No.
Please.
No, you're just stop.
Is that Comedy Knockout?
Yes.
What did I do in my shirt?
I don't know.
I don't know if I got one.
You can't just jump from thing to thing.
Okay, let's stay on one topic tonight.
No, it's not about that. It's called listening. Listen to the other person, then you respond. It's okay. Not, what's that over there? It's dumb.
So Bonnie just got back.
You did it again. You just did it again.
I'm setting you up to talk.
I don't want you to set me up to talk.
You don't want me to set you up to lead you into a good story. Bonnie.
You asked me what I wanted for Valentine's Day. I said, I want you to listen. Listen to me. You didn't. Then you asked me, oh, I'll go do something for your birthday. I said, don't. Please don't. You're not good at it. You know. And then I said, okay, if you want to get me something for my birthday, how about dinner where I want to go without trying to convince me that it's wrong and a movie that I want to go to without trying to get me to go see something else? And would you say, I don't want to do dinner and a movie with you.
I didn't say that.
That's what you said.
No, I didn't say that.
No, that's not what we're going to do.
No, I didn't say that. And why you comb your hair like all different ways now? Are you testing?
You're doing it again. You're doing it again. Okay. What is your fucking problem?
I said to you, I would like to have a nice dinner in New York with friends. It's your birthday.
I said, I don't want that. I don't like that. I don't like having the pressure of being the center of attention. And you do.
So I don't like different. That pressure.
I don't think it's bad that you do. I'm just saying I don't.
You won't be the center of attention. There'll be, you know.
Whatever. I don't want it.
Okay, then we won't call it your birthday. We'll say a night for Bonnie. How about a night for Bonnie?
I'm gonna hit pause on it.
Did you hit pause?
Hello? I can't talk now.
Who's that?
The Jewish Defense Organization.
Oh, was it recording?
So was it a recording?
You say to a recording, I can't talk right now.
Was that I don't know if that was a recording. It sounded like a person. So turn on the TV. I can't.
Yeah,
listen.
It probably sounded like a person. It wasn't automated.
But I don't know if it
Hello,
was
Hello, is this Rich Wolfs?
No. Might have been a recording. Anyhow,
oh
okay, so we'll do what you want on your birthday. It's your birthday, whatever you
what
want.
What do I want to do?
You want to go to dinner where you want and a movie.
Mm-hmm. I'm
not going to a vegan restaurant, though.
I might pick a vegan restaurant.
No, you don't want to do that.
I might. What if I do? Then you'd have to find something to eat.
Do whatever you want. It's your birthday. On your birthday, it's your birthday. What kind of gift do you want?
Nothing.
No. What kind of gift?
I want you to listen.
Okay, but what kind of gift, materialistic wise?
No, nothing.
What size should you wear?
No. You're a terrible gift giver.
No, I'm not. I'm good at gifts.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Rich, when's the last time you got me a good gift? One time you got me a good gift and you've been trying to recreate it ever since.
No. What was that?
Those shoes.
No, the pocketbook.
It's because a lady happened to walk up to you when you were looking at them. And
said, I asked her. I said, are these nice? I'll get you, what do you, a green bomber?
Fine.
No, you got a blue one. Do you want a green one? Because you got so many clothes. You
know, I don't.
You don't have a lot of clothes?
I don't want it. But that doesn't stop you from asking me over and over and over again if I want that fucking green bomber. I don't know why you keep thinking about it.
Do
you want it?
I have a green bomber.
Okay, then. Did you ask me in the store if I wanted it? What did I say?
Well, we were in a rush.
What did I say? Listen, this is a good test for you. What did I say?
I don't.
I said, no, I don't want it.
You said not today.
No, right? I ended up having to say not today so you would stop trying to force me to get it.
Why don't you want it?
I just don't need it. I don't want it.
You don't have to, but you get them because you look
fine.
Get it for me.
Not if you don't
want it. Not if you don't want
it. Once again, you'll give me something that I'll be like, yeah, well, I said no 20 times, but now I have to be like, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for this gift that I don't want.
I'm not going to get you that. What do you want? What size shoe do you wear?
I don't want shoes.
Sneakers. You want workout sneakers?
I don't want workout sneakers.
I got connections.
No, thank you. I already have a pair that I haven't even used.
Well, but here's the thing. I have gift cards for an athletic store.
Oh, good. Then give me the gift card.
No way.
Okay.
Where are you going to go? You don't know where the store is. It's in New York.
Okay, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that was part of it. Like, I'll give you the gift card, but you're going to have to guess where to go.
No,
like,
you don't know where those stores are. They're in New York.
Well, Rich, why wouldn't you give me the gift card and then take me there or tell me where it is? I mean, what kind of fucking human are you? What is wrong with you?
There's nothing wrong.
Don't give me the gift card then.
Don't.
This is what I'm saying. Don't
get
me anything.
Let me explain something about the gift
cards. Don't give me anything.
They're $25 gift cards, but I have 8 of them. That's $200.
Okay, give me what you think is fair. I don't know what the fuck you want from me right now.
But you just say you don't need any sneakers or workout stuff.
I never said I didn't need any workout stuff. I said don't want any sneakers.
But you'll go for workout stuff? What?
I don't want you picking it out.
What, tights?
I don't want you picking it out.
Why? Because you want to look a certain way?
Okay, I'm not doing this.
No, I mean, I don't know. Like, what, CrossFit workout stuff or a sweatsuit? You tell me.
No, you give it to me and I go get it.
No, I can't give you the gift cards now because then you'll think it's a re-gift.
Oh, my God. I don't want anything. I will say it one last time. Please,
how about
for the love of God, take me out for dinner and a movie and don't say, you don't want to go there because last year I convinced you to take me for dinner and a movie.
You didn't convince me. That was my idea to go to a dinner and a movie last year.
And then the restaurant that I wanted to go to, you wouldn't let me go.
I know. I said, let's just look at other places.
You kept saying, oh, there's a bunch down here. There's a bunch down here.
Yeah.
And then there wasn't a bunch down there.
Oh, there was. We just picked the wrong one.
No, we didn't. I ended up just going in somewhere because every place that I said, you're like, no, you don't want to go here. This doesn't look good. No, not this one.
Why do you always got to start an argument? You're always wrong. You're
Rich,
starting an argument for no reason.
Then when we went to the movie, you tried over and over and over again to get me to go see a different movie.
No, I love that movie.
You ended up loving the movie, but you didn't want to go.
That's not true because there's only 2 movies in that theater. That's a small theater. Remember?
Yes. I remember. Oh, and then I wanted popcorn with butter. Do you remember this?
No.
And you were going to let me get it.
No, I would never say no.
I think actually didn't even get it because you wouldn't let me get it.
I would never say no to popcorn and butter on your birthday.
Yeah, because you didn't want butter. And I said, so get your own. And you were like, no.
No, we got you popcorn and I ended up.
No.
Yes.
Okay, this is what I want for my birthday. I want to go to the restaurant. I'm going to say the day of what restaurant.
Where, Princeton?
I'm going to say the day. Listen, I'm going to say the day of the restaurant that I want to go to.
Yeah.
Okay, and I don't want any arguing or I want you to be like, great, let's do this. Awesome. I want you to be positive. I don't want you to open the menu and talk about how expensive it is and what you
I never
get
say
at
how
home
expensive it is.
And how much it would cost if you made it at home. No, you always do.
I just make comparisons. You think I mind spending the money?
It's not very fun to go out to eat with somebody with why would pasta be that much? I mean, a whole box of pasta, 99 cents. You could make, get some tomato sauce. I mean, you do it all the time.
I'm just saying how ridiculous some places are tonight.
I know, but how fun is that for the other person to have to hear that?
We went out to eat tonight, and Bonnie got, this is what she got, pasta with marinara sauce. How fucking plain? You might as well just got,
And you tried to convince me to order something else.
Yes.
You tried to convince Raina to order something else.
Yes, because we're going out to eat, have some.
I know, but what's it to you? You order what you want.
But that you're ordering out of, you feel like it, you're
No, I want, that's what I want.
Nobody just wants pasta with marinara sauce.
Okay, yes, see, this is your problem.
Nobody.
This is your problem.
What?
You think whatever you want is the world, and it's not.
No, that's not true. If
that's
I was,
like when you're yelling at someone in a store or something, you think everyone in their head is like, yeah, I wish I had the balls to say exactly that.
I never do that.
They're like, this guy's an asshole.
I know.
It goes back to exactly what started this, is that you think what you do is best and what everyone else does is the worst.
No, I listen, okay, for example, okay, let's go out to eat.
I would never, if somebody just wanted to order lettuce, I would never be like, yeah, no, please don't order that. You can't have that.
I would say, you know what I would say? You want lettuce? Why don't you get the tuna that comes on lettuce and now you have some tuna?
I know, but we're dealing here with adults who know already what they want.
A lot of times you don't know what you want.
Okay.
You just get, sometimes you order.
You can argue this if you want to, or.
What?
I will.
I'm giving my opinion.
I won't, you know what? I'm not going to bring up my birthday and you won't remember it.
I always remember your birthday because I played
it. If you get me a gift, I'm going to, without looking at it, throw it in the garbage.
Are you out of your mind?
Not even going to open it.
Are you
and
crazy?
Just throw it in the garbage. Yeah.
No.
Don't. Because what I want is for you to listen and let me have without trying to change me. And you can't do it. Even in this conversation,
I can.
You're still trying to tell me I was wrong to order what I wanted.
I'm not saying you were wrong. I'm saying it's silly to go out to dinner. Here's, okay, option
May
one.
May I,
what?
On my birthday, at the very least.
Go wherever you want and get whatever you want.
Without you telling me not to.
Of course I won't do that. That's not what I'm about. I'm about.
And if I leave a drink half empty when I'm leaving, I don't want you to be like, down it, down it.
I'm about choices. I'm about, here's what I'm about. You go to a restaurant, folks, on
don't
the
say
menu.
Folks.
Go to the restaurant, people.
No, don't say. Don't talk to them. Talk to me.
Okay. No, I'm talking to them because you. We already know your opinion. I'm going to see what they think.
Oh, they can't. You can't hear them. Do you not know that yet about a podcast? No, they, you can't hear them.
No, I know. Do you not know that?
He's asking us a question, Sandy. Get down here. He's asking us questions.
What about the people that live upstairs from us?
They're like, who the fuck is Sandy? Why does she keep yelling about Sandy?
Oh.
Sandy! They're saying your name!
At the vet the other day, this guy walks up to me. You can tell they know you when they're staring at you.
Tonight at dinner, the guy kept looking, turning around and looking. He must have known you. You were like this. Didn't you see when you were walking by? Yeah. He was like.
Yeah. I thought it was weird. No, I thought he was autistic.
I thought there was something wrong with him, too. But then.
I think it was autistic.
There's a fine line between.
An ONA fan. An ONA fan.
Autistic. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Okay, here's what I'm saying.
What did you say the guy came up to?
Oh, at the vet. You still doing your podcast?
I guess he stopped listening.
I think he listened to the radio. He had XM, but he doesn't have it anymore. Oh. And he thought that radio show was our podcast.
Oh my God! People are so I did fucking yell at him. Don't you know the difference between radio and a podcast? You mother.
Did you have to yell at him? Who'd you yell at? Him? Huh? Is that how you yelled at him? How did you do it?
You motherfucking piece of shit! Learn the difference. One's radio. One's a fucking podcast, dum-dum.
You tell them.
All right. People really burn me up. Okay. But the minute I start thinking of people around here listening, I really don't want to do it anymore.
Here's what I'm trying to say to the people out there, and then we'll move on.
Okay.
You go out to dinner.
Okay.
Okay, say to someone.
A spouse.
No, say Susie's listening. Susie.
Okay, Susie.
You go out to dinner, Susie.
Mm-hmm.
No, girls aren't rational.
What is it you're trying? What's the point you're trying to get
you
at?
You go out to dinner and you see on the menu spaghetti and marinara.
Uh-huh.
$7.95, right? Say.
You don't usually see it that cheap. This is only at Angelo's they have it there.
Well, it's spaghetti and marinara.
Yeah.
Okay, $8.95, spaghetti and marinara. Oh, then you see next to it, eggplant rollatini and spaghetti.
Rolla what?
It's rollatini.
Rolla who? What is it even?
It's rolled up eggplant.
You don't know what the fuck it is.
Yes, I do. Rolled up eggplant.
Okay, go ahead. I don't particularly like eggplant.
Okay, but you see eggplant. Or
I should just get it because it's.
$8.95. For an extra dollar, you have eggplant to go with your spaghetti marinara. That's what I'm saying. You haven't, now you have a real meal in a restaurant. Or, even though you don't eat, I'm just saying, spaghetti marinara or chicken parm, and you get spaghetti with it.
You know what I'm going to do from now on when you're eating?
What?
I'm going to just be like, don't get that. Don't eat that. Don't put it down. That's enough. You had enough. And would you like it if somebody tells you?
I'm not telling you not to eat it. I'm
saying,
I know.
It's a slightly different thing.
I'm
trying to make you see that if someone told you to stop eating, you would lose your shit.
No, you always tell me to stop.
No, I don't.
You say that's enough. You're a pig. Or stop.
No,
I don't. You always say, come on, stop. Look at yourself. You don't say that?
No, Rich. That's wrong. You were sitting there saying, I ate too much. And then you were eating. Then they brought garlic knots.
For free.
Yeah, I know. You have a real problem when it's like something's free. So you were eating more. I knew you were going to get a stomachache. So I said, don't. Save them for later.
You can't eat garlic knots later. How do you re-eat garlic knots? They came out fresh. Garlic knots, ew. Reheated garlic knots?
Okay, but you didn't like that I told you to save it for later.
I would never eat them now.
So it's bothered you.
Well, because it's not
that
healthy.
Don't fucking tell other people how to do shit.
It didn't bother me. What do you mean it bothered me?
Rich.
I like hearing your opinion.
No.
Yes.
You're only saying that so you can be right. Stop.
All right. Let's stop to say we agree to disagree.
Just leave me alone.
Bonnie.
I want to go to dinner where I want to go.
All right.
Order what I want to order. Drink what I want to drink. And go to the movies. And this is the other thing. And this one's hard for you. I want my own drink at the movies. I know.
I'll bring some sodas in.
No outside. I want you to pay for sodas and popcorn at the movie, and I'm going to drink my own. I want my own soda and my own popcorn at the movie. On my birthday, that's all I want. And you don't have to get me a gift or anything. That soda will be my gift, okay?
All right, but I'm
my own
get,
soda.
I'm going to get you workout equipment.
Equipment?
No, workout.
Please don't.
Costumes.
Please don't. The fact that you called them costumes.
But workout attire.
No.
Yes.
I don't.
Because you gave something nice pink. Something pink.
You got me a pair of pants once and I almost never wear them.
They were so cool. I got you CrossFit pants and gloves.
Gloves?
Those workout gloves.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. Once I did.
No, you didn't.
I did buy you gloves, workout gloves. Not winter gloves, workout gloves.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Those ones.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, they don't like that over at your CrossFit cult? You gotta have certain ones?
Well, kind of.
What do you mean kind of? CrossFit or CrossFit gloves?
Stop saying CrossFit. I don't want people to know.
That you go there?
Yeah, because people will be like, you do CrossFit, you're still fat. People say mean things to me about it.
Who's me? Who said anything mean to you? Raina?
I got one guy did once.
Where?
When we had a radio show. He called up and he goes, I saw you on this show. He goes, you still doing CrossFit? I go, yeah. He goes, oh, because. I go, why? Because I'm fat. And he goes, yeah, you look fat.
You're not fat.
Well, that's what he said.
No, you're not fat. You're healthy.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding.
That will bring tears to any woman's eye.
Get out. Not a black woman. Not a black girl.
You look healthy.
Not a black chick. They'd like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Pretend you're a black chick and I go,
you thick girl. Like that.
I'll go, yo, Bonita. No. Bonnie.
Mm-hmm.
You are thick and healthy.
Mm, look at you. Oh. The white boy won't get up in there, huh? Mm.
The white boy want to get up in there. I saw Patricia's mom last night. She's so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
We did the benefit show last night, the fifth one, our fifth benefit.
Stop.
Killer show.
Where does the money go?
to his mom.
What's the benefit raising money for?
His mom and his ex-girl.
His ex-girl, I think.
Vaughn.
You just call her his wife, I think.
Yeah, Vaughn. Uh-huh. I call her Thea. I thought he was dating Theo Vaughn.
Oh.
I heard one of his bits on the radio. He's funny, that guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's funny. Anyhow.
This is what he said to me when he met me. He goes, oh, wait a second. I know you. You're Rich Voss's wife. And then I said, yeah, sometimes I prefer to be called Bonnie. He goes, whoa, that's how I know you, baby. Like, really? You don't have any fucking sense of humor, dude.
Name some comics.
Get all twisted up, you motherfucking piece of shit.
Name some comics.
If I see him again, I'm going to spit in his motherfucking face.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Fucking douchebag. Don't you be a dick and then make me the dick. Really?
Was there another comic that cursed when you walked up when he was cursing?
I will never fucking talk to that guy again. There's another comic that looks like him, and I'll sometimes be mean to him just because they look similar. What? I don't like him. Because he was talking to a guy comic, and then I walked up and he goes, oh, like he didn't want to talk about, he was using salty language. And the other comic goes, what are you fucking, it's Bonnie. So I don't swear around women.
Oh, you know what happened to me today?
I swear to God, I almost fucking punched him in his fucking one nut.
I was playing
his half a dick. Almost fucking destroyed his fucking undercarriage. I don't know what men's are called.
I was fucking playing golf today.
Don't swear if I'm swearing.
Okay. I was playing golf with these, and then the back nine, I joined these two guys.
Oh, my God.
You know,
are you coming out?
No, later. So, okay. So, on the back nine, I played this as a single all the way to the front nine. Uh-huh. Then I caught up to these two guys. I said, can I join this? Okay, we're playing.
Mm-hmm.
On the ninth hole, I was playing great in the last two holes. In the last hole, I hit a bat. I went, God damn it. And the guy goes, don't curse. I go, well, I already did. And then I drive by. I go, sorry if I offended you. I go, what are you, a priest? He goes, yeah. He goes, a priest. And I go, what did I say? I didn't say where you work out of, but I said something and around here.
See, this is where like just a little bit of preparation in advance would be so great.
But he was a priest around here. And maybe if I would have said, oh shit, but I said, God damn it, that's probably.
You said the bad one for him.
God damn it. And I go to him, I go, you don't curse? And he goes, no, I go, you.
Well, you went and had a full fucking discussion with the guy? How about cunt? Mike, could I say that around no. you? Is that fun? Hey, have you ever molested anybody? I'm just curious because I know a lot of priests do. Hey, does that collar itch? Because I've always thought, like, who goes up and starts fucking? And also, what's a priest doing fucking playing golf?
Oh, I can't. I play with other priests before.
I would ask him to score and be like, oh, doesn't look like
I wonder if I'm playing with a priest and if he could feel like demons inside of me, like that guy's demonic.
There's no such thing as demons.
Oh.
And there's no such thing as God, okay?
You don't think there's demons?
You have your personal demons. Like, oh, I can't stop eating fucking garlic knots.
You've never seen those shows where people, or you read those stories where people are possessed and they come and get. It's not.
It's a mental disorder. It's a whatever, brain disorder.
Well, if you ever get possessed.
Yeah, if I get possessed, please don't bring a priest over to fucking help me. Who? Get me a psychologist or a psychiatrist. Give me some anti-fucking psychotic drugs and get me calmed down.
No, that's how
don't put me in a fucking bathtub with ice and then a lot of fucking crosses and bullshit.
I'm
going to
fuck you with garlic cubes. What I'm saying is,
well, you better do it before the antipsychotic drugs kick in. So.
That's how all you atheists think.
Listen, I don't need to put a label on what it is, but I do know this: if somebody's fucking flopping around,
oh, you got to hear this. Go ahead.
Thinking that they got demons in them, that's a mental disorder.
Okay.
And listen. I don't believe in mental disorders that much either. Like all this bullshit that people always have, you know. Isn't it kind of fascinating how in the last like 50 years how many fucking mental disorders there are now? Used to be a book this big. Now it's like volume after volume after volume. It's like, oh, I have tabletop disorder. If I see something on a tabletop, I lose my mind. It's like, get just at some point you got to, this is what you should do if you have something like that wrong with you. Get over it.
All right, a couple things.
You don't like my rants?
I like that. That was good.
I have a disorder. I can't stop ranting.
I like it. Here's a couple things. One, fucking Hiram has a radio show in fucking bumfuck New York. He bugged me to do it. I did it this morning. And on Facebook, I don't know if he liked what I was talking about, whatever. I call him a left-wing lunatic. I said, where's your moderation? Whatever. But
what's Hiram's last name?
Kasten. But he kept bugging me to do it. And I did it. No problem. Right. I got it. And he didn't write on Facebook, thank you.
Why? How dare
you? No, when you do something, I'm going to write to him.
Did you say thank you to every guest we've ever had on our radio
yes,
show?
Yes, whenever they left. Yes, we
when
always
they left,
that.
But did you didn't write on Facebook?
No, because they were in there.
I'm sure he said radio when he was hanging up with you, he said thanks for coming on.
I don't remember.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Once again, this is Rich Voss's disorder. Everything I do is great. No. Everything everybody else does is wrong.
Okay.
When you've probably done the same thing hundreds of times.
Okay. This is crazy.
Okay. Here we go.
True story. Yesterday.
Everything else you've said up to this point.
Is a lie. Mm. Except a eggplant rollatini. Yesterday.
Yes.
I went to New York. I don't know why I misjudged. I was an hour early. Remember when I called you?
Oh, yes.
So I went to work out.
That's a mental disorder.
No, it isn't.
Being too prompt.
I went to work out. So I did my lats right here, mm-hmm. my back.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
Don't do those. I don't.
They're getting big.
No, it does. It's not good.
I'm working up here now.
Don't
traps.
Do that. No, don't. No traps, no lats. That's my motto for all you men out there. No traps, no lats. Women don't like it because the what are these ones called again?
The lats.
The lats make your arms go out. I like a man who could put his arms to his side. My I lats. Like that when you can
look
just
look at me. I can't.
No, you can't. And then the big things on the neck. That's absolutely disgusting.
No, those are traps.
No traps. No traps, no lats. No traps, no lats, lads.
So I was doing...
No traps, no lats, lads.
I did major lats yesterday.
Don't do it.
This is so
crazy.
Don't
you want to be...
But listen to
what do you want to be, a bodybuilder, or do you want to look like a rock star?
In between.
No, there's no in between. You have to choose one.
Okay.
Rock star is skinny.
Yeah.
And they can put their arms at their sides. Bodybuilders, they have big bellies a lot of times. Then they have fucking too much upper body. They don't work their legs enough. And they got too much lats and too much traps.
So I did my traps yesterday. I didn't know
doing
how
doing traps is a trap.
I'm doing lats yesterday.
I'm sure
yesterday.
I'm annoying to people. I'm annoying to myself.
I did lats yesterday. And this isn't my type of humor, but this is true what happened. So then I left radio.
Is it a poop thing?
Yeah. Then I left radio. And I... before I went to the benefit, I stopped at this hotel to go poo.
Yeah.
And I went to wipe, and I was cramped. My back was cramping with my, so I couldn't do it with my right arm.
Mm-hmm.
It was cramped. I was getting cramps in my mm-hmm. back when I turned. So I tried to do it with my left. I was getting cramps. Then I had to go under like
you
a
couldn't
lady.
Wipe your ass.
I couldn't because it was cramping both sides.
Oh, anybody out there who's worked their lats too much understands the horror of not being able to wipe your ass after.
So I put my hand under like a lady, but I tried to push it.
That's not how ladies wipe their ass. It's gross. Oh,
I pushed it backwards, so yeah. I didn't scrape it forward. I stood up and the toilet paper was stuck to me.
Rich,
it was
great,
but
off?
It was killer. I got it off, but
who'd you
I was
call in
cramps.
To help you?
Ghostbusters.
Jam.
Ooh. All right, go ahead. Talk for a second.
No, why? What are you gonna do?
Again, this.
What is it?
Something to drink.
Oh, I gotta do this anyway.
What do you gotta do? Tell us about your trip to Vegas.
I'm going to, but first, I'm gonna tell everybody about something. That we use here at the house. It's awesome.
Well, that was good. I liked it. I'm going to say.
Are you talking about what you're drinking or?
No, what you're going to talk about.
Oh, Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe. It's the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country, in the U.S. Blue Apron's mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone, and they do a great job of it. If you want to teach a kid to cook, this is a fantastic thing to do. You just get your, order your Blue Apron, go on the website and you put in the ingredients that you like, chicken or whatever it is that you want. Make sure you don't put in stuff you don't like. I did vegetarian dishes. They were all fabulous. Blue Apron has established partnership with over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers across the United States. So everything is super organic, fresh. Seafood is sourced sustainably under standards developed in partnership with Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch. Beef, chicken, and pork come from responsibly raised animals. Produce is sourced from farms that practice regenerative farming. So you can't go wrong with Blue Apron, everybody. It can be delivered to 99% of the continental U.S. and 99.5% of food deserts. What the fuck does that mean? Sorry, Blue Apron. Keep going. You know what I smell? The fridge, just when you opened it. Did you just open the fridge?
Yeah.
Something is bad in the fridge. And by the way, that doesn't happen with Blue Apron. Things don't go bad because it's like vacuum sealed and then you just cook it and then it's, you don't have any left. You don't have any food just laying around because they give you the exact amount that you need for your dinner. It's great. Here's some featured upcoming meals. Salmon piccata with orzo and broccoli. You make this yourself. They give you the ingredients in a recipe card. It's easy to follow and you make it. Pork chops and miso butter with bok choy and marinated apple. Can you imagine serving that to your family? And being like, yeah, I made that. Vegetable chili and baked sweet potatoes with crispy tortilla strips. Spicy shrimp coconut curry with cabbage and rice. It's really great. So not all ingredients are created equal. Fresh, high-quality ingredients make a real difference. I loved it when I did it. Raina and I made a lot of the meals together. It's a great way to teach your children how to cook. My daughter's 9, and it was super easy to follow the recipe cards. It's affordable. It's less than $10 per person per meal. There's a lot of variety. You can choose from new recipes every week. It's flexible. Customize your recipes based on your preferences. And it's easy. And guaranteed Blue Apron's freshness guarantee promises that every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook or they'll make it right. It's a fantastic thing to do. Check out this week's menu and get your first 3 meals free with free shipping. Oh my, that was like, how could you not do it? You get 3 free meals to start.
I'd like
to. You'd have to do it. You have to do it. So go to blueapron.com/Voss, V-O-S. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/Voss. Blue Apron, it's a better way to cook.
I liked it.
It was really good.
What's that smell from the refrigerator?
I don't know. We got something bad in there.
What is it?
I don't know. Something dead. No, I don't know. It's probably eggs. It's probably those eggs.
What do you mean?
What do I mean?
Eggs don't—they go bad. And you can smell them through the eggs.
Well, one of them cracked, and then I couldn't get it out of the carton because it was glue in there. At that point,
you're stupid.
So I just left it.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't understand how dumb you are.
I'm pretty dumb.
Produce? What did you call it? Produce.
Produce?
Yeah,
well, what do you call it?
Produce.
I just said produce.
No, you said it wrong. You said
produce.
Produce. You said produce.
Oh, you got me. Oh, they're going to start a Twitter account. Bonnie words. Produce.
Produce. People are loving Raina on the podcast.
We'll bring her over. I'm almost ready to pack this in.
We only got 8 minutes to go.
Hey, Allie. Raina, can you get Allie to stop barking? You cutie pie. I missed you. So I went to Vegas.
Wait, look. She ate all her food with her medicine in it.
Oh, good. She's feeling better. You're feeling better. So Raina and I flew to Vegas to go visit my mom and my three sisters, and we used our miles, so we were in first class, and this guy got on first class, and he was really fat, and he smelled like that fridge. He smelled that bad. It was like choking people. People in first class were complaining. Allie, come here. Raina.
Get up.
Go play with Allie till we're done. So people in first class were like complaining to the flight attendant, and then someone from United like came onto the plane and was like, there's nothing we can do.
Why? They always throw people off of planes.
They didn't talk to the guy that, you know, at least like go wash your face. I don't know what, change your shirt. It was so bad. It was like somebody left an open dirty diaper just in the middle of first class.
Well, what the fuck?
And then, so people tried to change their flight. People tried to get off the flight. And but then they were like, you know, I think we were delayed even because.
Huh? Come here, Raina. I want to ask you how bad he smelled with mommy's exactly. Come here.
It was pretty bad.
Come here.
I had a Kleenex that I like had hooked onto my glasses, like under my nose, over my face for the whole flight.
Did the guy know he stunk?
Everyone was talking about it, and some of the people ahead of me, like he was behind me. He was,
come here.
He was one behind me, and like,
come here.
Kitty corner or catty corner to my seat.
Yeah.
And every time he moved, it was another waff of like.
I feel
smell.
Bad for him.
I started to feel bad for him because people ahead of me, the two rows ahead of me, they were like laughing and making fun of him. And one guy goes, the lady, you know, the flight attendant goes, can I get you anything to drink? He goes, you got something with Febreze in it? It was like, and then everyone would laugh and stuff. Yeah, I started to feel bad. And I knew he could see me with my Kleenex over my face. But at some point, there was nothing I could do. It's like I had it's a long flight.
Mom, did it?
Camille, we can't hear you. Come here.
When he got on the plane, he was making so much noise. He was like, I thought he was going to have a heart attack.
Maybe he was sick.
I know. I felt bad for him. But then also,
what about the person sitting next to him? Who was that?
That was a person that was with him. So
maybe he was sick, and they were going to do.
I mean, it's possible, but I mean, it's like.
He was fatter than Ralphie May.
Raina thinks he was fatter than Ralphie May.
Camille, we can't hear you. I got to ask you a question.
But listen, I did feel bad for the guy. I felt like I was smelling someone die. But at the same time, it's like I had to get through it too. You know, I had to like sit there for 5.5 hours smelling it.
Why?
And I grew up on a farm and I kept thinking like, you've been in barns that stunk and pigsties and stuff. Like you can handle this. Like I had to give myself a pep talk. Like you could do this.
But why wouldn't they ask him to get off the plane? They always ask people to get off the plane for one reason or another. Smith got kicked off a plane because they said he was too big, remember?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. They came, a woman, not a flight attendant, but somebody who worked, you know, for United, I don't know what her job was, came on and talked to people on the flight, but never talked to him. And said, I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do. But honestly, I was like thinking if they did kick him off the plane, it was so hard for him to get on. Like
he couldn't walk.
Like if he had to get off, I was like, oh my God, he might.
Well, what happened when the plane landed?
Well, we got off and we didn't look back.
You never looked back.
I never looked back. I was so excited to get off because when the food came out, it was
okay.
You had
an orgasm?
Yeah, you know me. When the food came, it was like a little bit of a reprieve because the smell of the food sort of masked it a bit.
But what about the person sitting right next to him in the other aisle?
I know that person must have been, that person was the person right behind me must have been losing their mind. But I like this, like a napkin over my face. Sometimes I just held it there like that.
How do you know it was him? Maybe it was the other guy next to him that stunk.
Because you can smell him.
When he was, like, before he got on the plane, we were already sat, And I was like, oh, somebody's got a dirty diaper. And then someone else was just getting in their seat, and they said, did somebody vomit in this seat? Like, before he even showed up on the plane, you could smell him.
Raina.
Isn't that sad?
I feel bad, but I also, too.
And then my seat wouldn't go back either.
Well, how come? Was it broken?
It was completely broken. The button was completely off, and there was nothing to press to get.
Well, I would write to United and say, listen, I write to them, write a letter.
Well, should I?
Yes. You got to give the flight number, your seat, and tell them exactly what happened. Raina, come here.
And then what happens?
They'll reimburse you or send you some miles. Raina, you were on the plane. Tell the truth. Is mine exaggerating? Could you smell the person? Huh?
You smell terribly.
Talk up.
He smelled terribly.
Did it bother you?
No, because no. I was.
You were by the window?
She was a window seat. She wouldn't switch.
Why didn't you trade with mommy and let mommy out the window?
Because her seat won't go back, and she was right next to the smelly guy.
Yeah, but she got you in first class. You're a 9-year-old sitting in first class.
And you're an 80-year-old doing a podcast.
Yeah. You know what you're called? It's called, when you're a 9-year-old in first class, you is called an ass in first class. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. An ass in first class.
When people walk by and see a kid in first class, too, they give a dirty look.
Yeah, especially when it's that kid.
They don't like it. They're like, how dare she?
The ass in first class. I won't trade seats with her mother.
On the way home, I looked over and there were such a mess on her side. The chips were all over the floor and like.
Yeah, what do you do? Why don't you clean? We lifted the.
She goes, I spilled. I was like, well, pick it up.
I lifted the couch cushions. There's every crumb that she's ever eaten in her life under there.
No, only since like a couple weeks ago when I cleaned out under there.
What do you have to say about yourself? Huh?
You're disgusting, dirty creep.
Pedophile.
Oh my god.
So you're the worst disgusting.
Please don't say that word anymore.
That's disgusting, see? That's your new nickname from now on. The ass from first class. Do you like that one?
Yeah. Sure, Mr. Fancy Watch. Oh, you're gonna go down to the gay bar. With your fancy watch. Show it off to everyone.
What am I gonna say?
I'm gonna say, ooh la la, come on guys, look at my watch.
Why in a gay bar?
She's trying to be edgy. Did you hear she called me?
Yeah. This is not as fancy as my Rolex. This is just, I put it on. This is my Swiss Army knife.
All right, goodbye.
Watch. Well, what do you have? Like, this is my watch for 3 o'clock. This is my watch for 2 o'clock. This is my watch called I'm an Asshole.
You're Jacko. Watch your mouth, you creep. The ass from first class. Let me see your tattoo.
By the way, also.
Is it getting darker? I thought. Oh, that's cool. What is that? A crab or a turtle? Let me see. I couldn't see it. What is it? What is it?
The turtle.
Oh, it looked like poop. You got a tattoo of poop. You
got
to eat poop.
All right, come on. I got to go. By the way, my mom and my sister saw posters of you and in the MGM Grand because you're going to be there next week.
Yeah.
And they thought that it was amazing.
And my mom kept saying, is he in a lounge? She just thought you were going to be like in a lounge, like a daytime.
They didn't see the outside on the wall on the building.
Oh, actually, at one point she said, "Is he just going to be out in the casino?" I was like, "No, it's a comedy club. It's an actual comedy club." But then later, I guess she forgot that I said that because she was like, "Is it a lounge? Is he just in like a lounge?"
What, they didn't see the big outdoor built screen on the whole wall.
No.
Should I email it to him?
Yeah.
Huh? No. Who gets? Is that hers or yours?
That's hers.
She's got 40 different types of lip chapstick.
They're talking about chapstick, Sandy! 40 different kinds! I mean, really?
What? I'm saying.
Do you have no filter? Like, you can't stop yourself from saying something that pops into your fucking dumb head? All right.
What?
Give your plugs. I'm at Mohegan Sun this weekend. Thursday, tomorrow. I got home tonight. I got to go right again tomorrow to another casino.
But you weren't working at the last one.
I'm still in a casino. I'm still fucking in a hotel in a casino.
Who's middling for you?
I have no idea who the other people are, but it's probably going to be a great show. Come on down to the Mohegan Sun.
Good for you.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 23rd, 24th, 25th, or 24th, 25th.
Well, 26th. This Friday and Saturday, I'll be at the Stand in New York City. And then this Monday through next Sunday, I'll be at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. MGM Grand, Monday through Sunday. Come out. If you have any golf hookups, email me. Also, we got to fix our Amazon thing. It's
okay,
not amazon.richfoss.com.
Either just fix it or don't, but don't bring it up on the podcast. Who fucking gives a shit?
Oh.
Also, didn't you take pictures of the wooden roses? Put them back there. People email me. Where are the wooden roses?
Oh, you're right. I sent them to Rob to put up.
Well, then he should. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Bye. I'll see you later. Bye.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact.
He's totally sober. She's not that drunk.
He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb.
She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down,
she loves him too.